Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Doug Bourgeois, Director of the National Business Center at the Department of the Interior. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Alan. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Doug, let's find out a little bit more about the Department of Interior's National Business Center. But first, to provide a better overall context, would you give us a general sense of the history and mission of your parent organization, the Department of the Interior?
Certainly. The Department of the Interior was formed on March 3, 1849, to be responsible for the nation's internal affairs. And as such, it's the nation's principal conservation agency. And its mission is to conserve and protect America's natural resources and cultural heritage. Also offers recreational opportunities for Americans. It also has a responsibility to honor our trust responsibilities to American Indians and Alaska Natives, as well as Pacific Island communities, and conducts scientific research and conserves and protects fish and wildlife. And so it is a composite of eight separate organizations that we call bureaus that carry out the broad mission. Those eight bureaus are the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Reclamation, Minerals Management Service, the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Office of Surface Mining. Now, the National Business Center is really not part of either of those eight, part of the Office of the Secretary or the Department, and we support all eight in providing the services that we offer.
Along those lines, can you tell us a little bit more the specific mission and the scope of the National Business Center, and tell us a little bit about when it was created and how it does support the overall mission of the Department of the Interior?
The National Business Center was officially formed about 6 years ago. Unofficially, I think the NBC grew organically through a period of about 30 years where various services and types that we offered were brought together slowly but deliberately over a period of time that kind of culminated 6 years ago with the formal document that established the National Business Center. Our mission is to provide general administrative, financial, and other business services and systems for the Department of the Interior and to other federal agencies. And the department recognized that by providing specific functional services, NBC could deliver those services more efficiently, more effectively, and more economically than they could do it for themselves. The scope, more specifically, is like financial services where we provide technology hosting, user support, you know, accounting operations, those types of support for our customers. And generally, this support would be provided, you know, around or using what's called an ERP software suite, of which we support many. Another service area is HR services, where we provide payroll and HR services through similar types of services that I described, hosting, user support, and HR operations to process transactions for about 300,000 civilian employees in the federal government. We also support acquisition services. We also provide IT services, which is generally managing technical infrastructure, integration, providing disaster recovery, and other IT support for our customers. We offer training services through the DOI University. We also offer appraisal services, where we are the single entity for appraisal policy for the Department of the Interior. And we also do the same for aviation services, where we are the aviation policy organization for the Department of the Interior. And we also administer aviation programs, particularly aviation safety and mishap prevention program, which has been quite successful over the last 30 years. And then finally, administrative operations services. It's a very broad mission, much like the department itself. But these services are extensive, and we've got a long and strong history of providing a superior customer service in these areas.
Doug, that's a large array of services that NBC provides. Can you tell us a little bit about how NBC is organized to carry out those services, something about size of your budget, number of employees?
Yes, as is implied by the question, the complexity of the services and the broad scope drives the organization's structure. And first, there's my office. I provide executive leadership and strategic direction, interface to senior departmental and other government officials, and as well as working with senior client executives on particular matters relative to the services we offer. And then there's an entity in my office called the Solutions Coordination Office, which is a program management office, which helps manage those initiatives which might involve technology but generally cross multiple service lines. So, for example, an HR service line, a financial management, and an IT service line. If we have one project that crosses all three, that would be managed out of the Solutions Coordination Office to help us kind of traverse the traditional functional boundaries and challenges that you would generally see in that kind of an initiative. We have an organization unit we call a directorate, which pretty much maps to each of our major service areas. But we have a budget and finance directorate, which is responsible for the financial management services I described. We have the Federal Personnel, Payroll, Systems, and Service Directorate, which is an organizational unit that provides the HR line of business services. We have an Acquisition Services Directorate, which is focused on the interagency contracting, an IT Directorate, which obviously provides the IT and technology-based services. We have the Strategic Management of Human Capital Directorate, of which the DOI University is a part, and that provides the training and employee development services. We have an Administrative Operations Directorate focused on the facilities management, the drug and alcohol testing, and other administrative services. We have the Appraisal Services Directorate, which obviously does the appraisals and aviation management. So the directorates span virtually the entire United States. We have physical presence in more than 20 states, major headquarters areas in the D.C. area and in Denver, respectively, where roughly 40% of our staff would be in each of those locations. So we're about 80% in total between Denver and D.C., and then the rest in the other 18 states that we operate in. Our budget is driven completely by the level of service that our customers ask us to provide to them. Our budget this year is estimated to be around $310 to $320 million. We currently have about 1,200 federal employees and about 600 contractors that we use to deploy all these services and meet the needs of our customers.
Doug, it's a sizable organization, as we've discussed here. What are your specific responsibilities and duties as the director of this organization?
It's my responsibility to support the administration and the secretary's programs, policies, and priorities. So that's top of my list. I'm also responsible for successfully managing the execution of our various programs and services that make sure that we meet the needs of our customers. And, of course, the two areas where we are responsible for the departmental policy, aviation and appraisal, that carries a somewhat unique responsibility for me to ensure that these policies are in the best interest of the department and are consistent with government-wide policies and other department policies as necessary. I see my job as to develop and execute a business model within the federal government that competes with the private sector for quality and efficiency of service while still adhering to all the applicable federal laws, regulations, and rules.
Doug, I do want to get into your thoughts around the business model, as you say, but I do want to set a little bit of context about your career because you do have an interesting background in terms of your career path going back to the private sector. Can you describe for us a little bit about your career path and tell us what you've learned in those various roles and how you're applying that today?
Well, I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Aeronautical Engineering from Cal Poly University out in California. Spent a few years in California and in Arizona working as an aeronautical engineer. When I was working as an engineer, my job was really to write software that predicted the performance of aircraft engines at various conditions, altitudes, and things of that nature. And I really was compelled and interested in the software side of it. Due to some of the ups and downs of the aircraft aviation business, as well as my desire, and I felt like I could manage an organization as well, I decided to go get an MBA degree. So after a few years as an engineer, I decided to go to Tulane University in New Orleans, where I earned an MBA in finance. And from there, I was picked up by FedEx. I had a variety of positions there over a seven-year period. But most recently, when I left FedEx, I was managing director of customer service technology with responsibility for the 1-800-GO-FEDEX telephone network and all the technologies used, either automated or software applications used by the customer service representatives that answer the phone when you call. My career at FedEx, I traversed a lot of responsibilities, but I was able to grow and to be a product of their culture and their management approach and philosophy. And then interestingly enough, somewhere around 2001, I just decided that for family purposes, I wanted to move to the D.C. area. And it just so happened my father, being career military, mentioned to me something called the SES, Senior Executive Service. Did some research on the OPM website and found a really neat listing right at that time, which was for the CIO at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And I'd always had an interest in intellectual property. And next thing you know, I was CIO at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, where I helped to migrate the patent process to an online environment, which is, I think, a really nice accomplishment for that program and I think for the overall technology industry in the United States. And so I'm very proud of the accomplishments that we achieved there. And then I've been the director at the NBC for the last 2 years. It really seems like the place that I have been trained and prepared to be.
What is the National Business Center's business strategy? We will ask Doug Bourgeois, director of the National Business Center within the Department of the Interior, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.